It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
We're on the road.
It's happening.
It's happening! Picture the Ron Paul meme animated gif. Yes, we're on the road to Toledo. The
exotic Toledo, Ohio.
The exotic location.
So it's raining.
It's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring.
My phone's blowing up. So that's why I'm driving.
Yeah, she's getting text messages from everywhere because she's on vacation this week.
I tried to take a few days off to myself to not have responsibilities. And how do you think that's going?
I think it's going
as
horribly.
As you walked into my house, I was cursing.
I know.
But I set my boundaries. I said I'm not in a place to work on this today.
So we are heading to Tony Paco's. If you're familiar with the TV show MASH, Steve, you would have heard of this place.
So I did some menu baiting.
Yes.
The other day. And I was shocked to see the prices have not changed since I was last there like 15 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Which, you know how I've got this theory that Honey Baked Ham Corporation is a shill for something else? Because their hams are super expensive. This, I feel the same way about Tony Paco's, but in the other way. Like, how are they still charging $3 for a hot dog? Like a loaded hot dog. How is it still only $3?
They make their own.
Well, yeah, but then you've got labor cost. Are they not paying their workers? Tony Paco's, we're going to do a deep dive.
Unless they're just doing that good a business that...
Well, I wonder if they're making money on merch sales or something, and if that's keeping the food prices low. Or if they're doing food by mail, like if you can buy the hot dog sauce.
Well, funny story there. You know, we can go into Chupa's Market. That's a little independent marketplace here in Cleveland. And you can buy Tony Paco's pickles and stuff like that.
Okay, so however,
the owners of the restaurant Paco's and the owners of the retail Paco's are the same family, but they're divided.
You mean in business or like in every sense of the word?
I mean, there was a feud.
Okay.
And at least the last time I heard, you know.
Maybe they're trying to tank the business.
No. The restaurant side isn't. I mean, they'd be out of business already.
I don't know, man. Well, we're about to see what's what.
Yes, we are heading to Birmingham.
We're doing investigative journalism.
We're heading to Birmingham neighborhood in Toledo. At least I think it's, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is Birmingham.
I don't know that much about Toledo.
I used to be here every month.
I had a bunch of friends who went to college out here, and one of them, well, they all experienced crime. It was much like me in Youngstown. But one of them, she got her car broken into, and they stole her car battery.
Oh.
Which was annoying, right? Because she couldn't drive her car, but the thing that made her the angriest, because she was like, eh, that battery was old. I probably needed a new one anyway. But they also got into the cab, and they took her granola bar that she was saving for after class. So she was hungry while she was waiting for the tow truck. She's like, I get why you'd steal the battery. I get it. Why would you take my granola? Just cruel.
Ay, ay.
And then Steph, the lawyer I used to work with almost got kidnapped in Toledo. She was going to court.
Oh.
And there was a big parking lot downtown that everyone parked in. And so she was walking back to her car, and there was a lady in a van who was calling over saying, help me, help me. So, of course, she ran over. And the lady's like, I need help getting out of the car. I'm here with my son, and he left, and now I can't get out. And she's like, this feels weird. And the lady was in, like, the van was parked in such a way she couldn't see into the van. And Steph's like, I don't think I'm the person to help you. So this was a larger lady. So it's possible there was a disability thing happening. But Steph was like, let me call someone for you. Because Steph is about 90 pounds.
Right.
She's like, I don't think I'm the person to help. But what she didn't like was that the lady kept saying, get closer, come here, just come here.
Oh.
Yeah. Steph's like, I'm pretty sure they were trying to get me into their van so they could take my purse. Because she was dressed for court.
Those poor potential kidnappers. She would have killed them.
Yeah. She had this nickname. They called her the Tiny Terror.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason for it. I'm scared of her.
She's a delight.
She's a sweetheart. But I'm scared of her.
Oh, yeah. They would have had regrets if they'd kidnapped her.
I had a situation last night. Some jerk nugget decides that he's going to a party a couple doors down from me. My neighbor texts me. He goes, there's a car parked directly in front of your driveway. So I look out, and I mean, sure enough, I mean, it's not like, this isn't like accidental, like just overshot, you know, really.
A couple inches, yeah, you know, that happens.
Couldn't see. Oh no, this was like 3/4 of the car was parked at the bottom of my apron. And if I wanted to get out, I would have to drive across my neighbor's lawn to his driveway.
Well, yeah, you just can't.
I mean, there was no space between his car and the car that was parked in front of my neighbor's house.
Yeah, it just sets a bad precedent when people park like that, and you know he did it on purpose. Like, he was like, no one will care. I'm gonna roll the dice here.
So I hemmed and hawed about it, and I was, all right, you know what? I'm gonna call the police, because I don't know how long he's gonna be here, and if I have an emergency or anything, which, you know, I wasn't anticipating, of course, but, you know, so I called the police, and they came out, and she gets out of the car, and she's like shining a flashlight in the car and stuff, and she goes, are you the one who called? I'm like, yeah. And I was laughing, so I wasn't mad or anything, you know, like I said, I wasn't mad, I was just disappointed. And she's looking, she goes, yeah, this isn't even like an accident.
Yeah, it was a pretty clear case of just like asshole parking.
She said, the driveway's right here.
Well, I maintain that you could have just shaving creamed the car and topped it with glitter like a sprinkle sundae, and that would have been a lesson to this person.
But she tracked down, well, how she tracked down the owner, she just honked the horn of her car.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And then somebody came out, the people, one of the owners came out, and then the owner of the car came out.
Because he saw, like, the cop standing by his car and was like, oh shit, I got caught.
He was like, sorry. I'm like, yeah, I just don't want to, you know.
Next time I'll pee on it. You could have peed on it. Oh my God, Jason, there were so many things you could have done.
I know,
Legal, non-violent things.
I mean, it was a little. I mean, it might have been warm enough. You know, I could have done B-based revenge.
Your urine stream would have been right at like door handle level. You know, it's not like me. If I want to pee on someone's car as revenge, I have to like pee into a vessel and then throw it. You've got nature's revenge tube right there.
I'm sorry if you know there's any disturbance on this phone, but I have to write that one down. Nature's revenge tube. All right, that's going to be the title of this episode. Also, on top of that, you're gonna at the end of all this, you're gonna hear our Christmas Eve episode, because it was another one we were driving. So
I was grumpy as hell. Turns out I was really hungry.
Yeah, I know. So we ended up at McDonald's, but we didn't actually like record about that.
Well, there's not much you can say about McDonald's. It's consistent. It's delicious. Haters gonna hate. Wow, that van.
That's a van that says free candy.
It had some kind of writing on it, and one of the words said reliable, but the writing has been scrubbed off through use and time. And we're on the turnpike, and they're doing about 50. So I'm questioning reliable.
Sorry about that. We were going over a bridge, and it was that concrete that... It was like that grooved concrete.
Yeah, Carl's not the quietest of cars.
No. Okay, it's quieter than mine.
Well, it hasn't developed a death rattle yet.
Yeah, so,
it's been a long time since I've been on this part of the turnpike.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been this way in forever.
So this part of the turnpike is scary because if we get a lot of high winds off Lake Erie here,
mm-hmm.
and it's definitely a lot worse than it was even 10 years ago. Like, in certain seasons, we'll have high wind warnings 2 or 3 times a week. And as bad and annoying as it is for me, out here further west, it's actually so bad with all the... the flat farmland,
mm-hmm.
that trucks blow over on this stretch of turnpike all the time. It's like every other week during spring and fall, you'll see something like truck overturned from the high winds.
46. 118 minus 46.
Oh, we still got another like 46 miles to go.
Well, I know. I'm trying to... I'm trying to figure out which exit it's going to be.
When we get closer, my GPS will tell you. It'll be whatever the exit is for 280 North. So, basically, where we're going is like a sneeze away from Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to work... When I used to come out here, I used to work at the GM plant up here. And it was a Lexus... It. And sorry to anyone who owns Amazon Echoes, but
Alexa, play Afternoon Delight.
Yeah, Alexis is exit 212 of 280 or 75, I can't remember. And that's the last exit before, Michigan.
Well, Vicky says, a fun thing to do if you're in Toledo is to take a tour of the Libby Glass Factory. Because they've got weird glassware, and, it's just kind of cool to see the manufacturing. Mm. So, I don't know, if we're feeling it, maybe we'll swing by and see if they're doing a thing. Because I think I had questioned her. I was like, were you drunk or high when this happened? She said, no, it's just genuinely kind of cool. Acknowledging that we've slid so hard into middle age.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, I've taken, well, we took, not you and me, but a previous of mine. We took a tour of the Yuengling Beer Factory.
Oh, that's cool.
The original, it was the original factory.
Sherry and Dave took a tour of a rum factory while they were on their cruise, which is, so they don't drink at all. They just don't. And
right.
At the end, they got to the part where the samples were being handed out, and they didn't even want to taste it. They just don't care about alcohol. And the people were surprised. They were like, why would you do a tour if you don't drink rum? And they're like, we just think it's cool.
Well, it's like,
we're just nerds.
Well, it's like, I watch, I make a habit of watching Cocktails After Dark on Glenn and Friends.
Oh, yeah, you hate
it's like, I don't
hard
drink
alcohol.
I don't drink hard alcohol, but I enjoy watching, because
you're like, well, a beer only guy.
Well, first of all, it's like old, like, it's old timey cocktails and stuff. Like, you know, he's using cookbooks from, like, or, you know, like bar books from like the 1930s, 40s, 50s.
I think a lot of them look prettier and sound cooler than they actually are.
But there's an, I mean, there's an elegance to a cocktail.
Oh, yeah, and there's a whole science to mixing drinks and things, but I'm often, you know, when tasting a $15 drink, I guess I expect it to be better, and then you take a sip and you're like, eh, this is okay. You know, I get that cocktail culture is a thing, but it's, I don't know. I'm consistently underwhelmed by it.
That's why I prefer beer. You know, you kind of know what you're getting when you get beer. And I mean, you know, if it's...
Yeah, that's a good point. There's a consistency thing.
I mean, you know, if it's shitty beer...
It's also cheap.
It's pretty cheap, yeah.
Yeah, it's rare that you pay a lot of money for beer that sucks. There does seem to be a pretty consistent correlation. You know, it's one thing to talk about, like, taste. We all have different tastes. But when we're talking quality, it is pretty consistent with beer, like... You know what your lower tier shotgun and beers are, and what your sipping beers are.
I'm also not going to be... I'm not going to be spending big money on an IPA, because I am not an IPA fan.
No, but if you were...
Oh, if I was, yeah. I mean, I'll spend good money on a porter or a stout, because that's my style.
That's just a matter of taste, though.
Right.
Not like a matter of quality. But when you're getting like a mixed cocktail, there's a lot of variable that can go into a cocktail.
I've heard some people say, you know, that they prefer well vodka to some of the top shelf stuff, because...
I don't drink a lot of cocktails because they're mostly vodka based, and I don't like vodka
right.
at all. Occasionally I'll get a margarita. And that also, like, you might think, oh yeah, I want a margarita, and then you're handed sometimes the grossest thing ever. And it was like $8. That's disappointing. But you know what doesn't disappoint me ever?
What's that?
A club soda with a piece of lime in it. Even Diet Coke sometimes. You'll order a Diet Coke and it's too syrupy, or it's not syrupy enough, or it's flat. You get a club soda with a piece of lime, everything's great. It's consistent.
You know what? I guess we're going to call this episode our holiday spectacular.
It's so boring.
It's going to be an hour long by the time we're done.
Our holiday snooze fest, where we talk about glass factories and boring water-based cocktails.
And people parking in front of my driveway. Now, we will have a review of Tony Paco's. So,
Tony Paco's. Are they a front for something else? Are they just consistently cheap hot dogs? Stay tuned.
Alrighty. We're back. Sorry, it's a little loud here. We're in Michigan, which is constantly under construction since 1953.
Pure Michigan.
Pure construction.
We had to get off at Luna Pier, and then you can't get back on. So then you have to go into LaSalle and turn around. That's what we're doing.
So we just stopped. So let's see. We went to Paco's for lunch, which was really, really, really good. It's exactly as I remember it. So, whew. I mean, are there places where you used to go and then you go back and it's like ownership changed and then the recipe changed,
or maybe you changed,
or maybe you changed.
I'm sure there have been. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
How about you, dear listener? We took a little side jag over to the Great Lakes Museum.
Yeah, I've got a thing about shipwreck museums. I love them.
Give her shipwrecks.
It's true.
And she'll be happy with them.
I'm a spooky little bitch. So we went to that, and we accidentally almost walked into an ice skating rink instead.
That would have been awkward.
We're like, wow, this is the most bumpin' shipwreck museum we've ever seen. And we're starting to get in line and realize it's an ice skating place. Huh? Which would have been a funny accidental date.
Well, it wouldn't have been funny for me because you would have been able to watch me fall over. First of all, they probably didn't have skates in my size.
I don't know. You've seen some hockey players. But yeah, so we got away from that and then we found the shipwreck museum, which was funny because there was another couple in there that was like, what was that other building? That place was jam-packed. And we're like, oh, we thought that was the shipwreck museum. That would have been a hilarious mix-up. So they almost did the same thing. We learned about Sault Ste. Marie.
Yep.
I had no idea it was of maritime importance, that it had a whole lock system. So it's part of the trade routes.
So basically that means Dave and Isabel are of great importance to shipping.
Yeah. I look forward to their shipping forecast.
Yes. Then we had to go see I had her, because Stephanie is driving, of course. She has the newer car. I had her take another little side bend over to where I used to work when I was out here and for another company. And I was pointing out all the exciting places, like, oh, there's the Arby's I used to eat at, and there's where the Comfort Inn used to be that I used to stay at.
My favorite part of that was the sketchy childcare place that looked like a bar.
Or like a cell phone plate, a cell phone.
It had a neon sign outside that just said childcare, which did not look super legit.
It had all the neon lights in the windows and stuff.
And then the dumpsters were right by the front door.
Oh, yeah. So apparently there's police in the area. Yes, there are. Look at that. Hi, Asifer.
So we're taking a slightly different route back because we refuse to pay another $6 just to drive home.
$6.25.
I mean, come on. In this economy?
To get from Toledo to Cleveland.
Not happening.
It's like, geez. So we'll take the scenic route home. Oof. Well, there was some more meat for the beef jerky place. Some nice venison jerky.
Yeah, this is a real trashy date. I love it. Hot dogs. Shipwrecks.
But such good hot dogs.
I liked how you were like, thank God we're not ice skating. I would have fallen on my face. And as you were saying that, you like tripped on the sidewalk.
Yep.
And almost fell on your face.
Glad I didn't. Glad I didn't fall.
It was a pretty good save.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has been fun. Always nice going for a little road trip.
There used to be a guy on TV, Neil Zirker,
mm-hmm.
and he drove this little teeny hot rod, and he would go on these one tank trips, and it was like day trips you could do around the Cleveland area. This would have been a Zirker one tank, I think. Maybe it would have been a little far for that car he was in, but.
Well, especially the weight that car was carrying, because Neil was not a svelte fellow.
I feel like two people who just made a meat-based date should not criticize Neil Zirker.
Actually, I learned something. That was Neil Zirker's car, but like if he was going somewhere, he didn't take that car.
It was probably too expensive to insure. Because it was a nice little car. Back in Ohio. Woo!
I think that was a Nash Rambler. Ohio.
So Google on the screen on my car will flash a little astronaut with an American flag when you enter Ohio. It's very cute. Yeah, save 11 minutes by going 90 east, but also lose $6. No thank you, Google.
Oh, what else? What else?
So the Tony Paco's, the price in the restaurant was different than the price on their website menu. Not by much, but like,
right.
Well, like the hot dogs were still cheap, but there was more of a range of prices once you actually got in the restaurant.
Right, which, you know what,
Their cheapest stuff on their menu on the website, yeah.
That's fine.
I am no longer concerned that they're a front for some other type of business. Their prices were still reasonable, but they were not so shockingly cheap that I had suspicion.
Their dogs were $4 a la carte.
And they're, so when we say dogs, it's not like a frank.
It's like a kibasi.
It's like a cut in half kibasi, yeah.
They're a Hungarian hot dog. And when you see MOAD, which is mother of all dogs, you get the whole thing on a bun.
Yeah, and the bun itself is pretty substantial, and it comes with chili over
mm-hmm.
it. So it's a, I mean, I'm full.
Oh, same.
They brought this little plate of food, and it didn't look like a lot of food, but it's real dense.
Well, we had the paprikash dumplings.
Which I didn't realize came with a hunk of chicken in them. I thought it was just the dumplings with some sauce on it, but mine had a huge hunk of chicken in it.
Well, they probably screwed up and gave you a hunk of chicken.
I don't know. It was good. And then, yeah, we also had fried pickles, which are pretty doughy.
Oh, fried pickles are so good.
And you know it's Ohio because they had both a ranch and a spicy ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good. Thank you for humoring me on this trip. And, you know.
Well, we've been talking about doing a little trip to Paco's.
Mm-hmm.
For a while now. Like 6 years.
Yeah. Well, it sounds quieter now.
Well, the road's different.
Yeah.
That stretch of road's always been real loud. I don't know what it's made out of.
Michigan. It's just Michigan.
You know what we didn't see?
What's that?
A sign for fireworks.
No.
Usually we'd have seen like three of them.
And Lord knows in Ohio it's always about the fireworks. I mean, Ohio advertises fireworks year-round because, you know, you got to celebrate you know, you got to celebrate Christmas with fireworks and New Year's with fireworks.
Here in my neighborhood, you celebrate everything with fireworks, which is scary because all the houses are old and really close together.
There's somebody in my parents' neighborhood that if the Browns win a game, they blow off fireworks.
Hell yeah, they do.
It's like, oh dear Lord.
I don't know how you've lived in Cleveland for so long and yet are surprised by Cleveland goings-on.
I mean, every 4th of July, it's on, you know, well, I was joking on 4th of July this year, you know, doing the dearest Martha, you know, letters from the front. Because my neighborhood sounded like a war zone.
Oh, we're going to go over the cool bridge again.
Yep.
So the coolest part of our little trip is that not only do we get to go over this neat bridge they have out over Toledo, but underneath the bridge is these cool giant columns. Mm-hmm. And they're like a brutalist style. And it's like driving through this set of Total Recall. Like the first part of Total Recall. Before they go underground, before they go to Mars.
Okay, we're good for tomorrow. Your dad has a haircut scheduled for 11:30.
Wow, you and my dad are like on the same weird old man schedule.
Well, my dentist appointment has been scheduled for 6 months, so.
Again, old man timing. We got my dad some surprise beef jerky. At the beef jerky outlet.
Hooray. Yeah, this is a center. It's like a center post suspension bridge.
It's so cool. And then when they light it up with the lights at night, it almost looks like the sail of a sailboat.
Ooh, and the steel mill candle is lit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a steel mill over the steel mill over by Steelyard Commons, which from December 1st through I think January 6th they hang a star up between the
yeah.
between the smokestacks.
It's very festive.
Oh, both the two of the stacks are lit.
I mean, this is the Rust Belt.
Oh, yeah. Forgive us for the loudness here.
Yeah, we're going over a series of bridges. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of what the noise is.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to take us, I think, a little further south.
All right.
Ago, I made my family come out to this general region because Red Green was touring and I wanted to go see him live.
Red Green?
Yeah. He was out in Maumee, which, you know, it's a big time in Maumee, Ohio.
Oh man, that was the big time for him.
It's like the suburb of Toledo.
I mean, that's a long way from Possum Lodge.
It's actually not. It's about 20 minutes from Canada, so. But yeah, we drove out to see him perform live. It was very funny.
Are they? Oh. They are trying to put you on the. That's a conspiracy by Big Turnpike.
Oh, were they trying to put us back in the Turnpike?
Yeah.
I mean, we could go into settings and turn off toll roads. That would be probably the best way to do it.
All right. You're going to be getting off
the next
over
exit.
Here.
Yeah, so who knows where we're going to... It looks like it has me... Yeah, I don't know what this is doing.
Oh, sorry. Recenter.
Thank you. That's better.
Ooh, we're going to be on Woodville Road. Ooh, I wonder if we're going to be on Woodville Pike at any point.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't want to know.
Well, we're probably going to find out. Is it a bad sign when the truck you're stuck behind has a permanent sign on the back that says we're hiring drivers? Like, actually painted as part of the truck itself. So it's 0.1. Oh, I guess I'm still...
I have to look at something here. So
I think we're probably done.
Yeah.
About Paco's.
Yeah, so that's been our day, so ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and happy snacking, everyone. Merry Christmas Eve, everyone. Hi, Steph.
Hello.
We are heading to church. You know, I only go on Christmas Eve because you're there.
It's my second church service of the day, so it's going great.
Oh, yeah, that whole, like, fourth Sunday of Advent and then Christmas Eve service.
It was Love Sunday. I had to monologue as the angel Gabriel. Light a candle.
Stepping out of your comfort zone there.
Right. Two things I do all the time. But I also had to do it while playing the flute, which was exciting.
Pardon the road noise and the car noise. And yes, by the way, the album art, that is us. It's not an AI-generated picture of us.
I mean, we look so perfect. We're uncanny valley.
Because we are just... we are picture-perfect people.
There was a point where I was trying to style my hair where I said, this is good enough, whatever. Which tells you how it's going. We had a big, long weekend.
Yeah, and we still have more.
So, Friday night, I logged off at work at 5, immediately got in the car. We had to go all the way to the other side of town, to Temple, for a friend's first formal blessing into her Jewish temple. We went out to eat. And then the next day, we did your birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
It was also the kidneyversary.
Yep.
Big day. Our parents met for the first time.
Yep. It went well.
It did. And we had a surprise guest.
Yes.
Surprise guests.
Yes. I was not expecting them.
Yeah.
Friends of the family.
Yeah, that I've heard about for the entire time we've been dating. And she heard that Jason was doing his party at the German club, and she was familiar with it. And she was like, oh, I'm just going to crash the party. And I'm so glad she did. We had they could have taken as many people as we wanted, but we did have reservations and some people canceled.
Yeah.
So it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We even got Grandma out of the house.
Yep. No, that was fun. Thank you very much.
Everyone got along really nicely.
Thank you for having a dinner for me.
I did almost none of the work.
What's that?
I did almost no work. I made 2 phone calls.
But you did it.
I did.
You organized it and you paid for it.
I did. I like how you were like sneakily super interested in the bill and I kept yelling at you.
I was just curious.
Your parents watched me go to the bar with the bill and point at you and yell, sit down. They watched that happen.
Of course.
they looked happy.
let's see. Yeah, it was a fun night. It really was.
You know what was so cool for me? I was telling Mom, like, usually when we go there on Thursdays, we'll just sort of get the same couple things.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone got something different, and I was able to walk around and see all the different foods that I never order, because I'm never sure, like, how long it's going to take to cook, or how much food it's going to be, and I could see all the dishes that I was curious about, which ones I want to try.
My parents had the corned beef sandwiches.
They were good size, but not outrageously so. Kim Jason's pork chop looked so good.
I like the Leberkäsemmel.
Yeah, that's my favorite. It's like a spam, like a...
Mm-hmm. A higher grade spam.
Yeah, but it's essentially processed pork meat, and it's on a roll.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the roll is kind of a novelty for it, because it just hangs... It's way bigger than the roll that they put it on.
I just had the big pretzel, because I was, suddenly not all that hungry, and the pretzel's pretty big.
Mm-hmm. So, no, it was a great night, and I
still feel like I had a range in mind for what I thought dinner was going to cost,
mm-hmm.
and given that most people had, like, real beverages instead of just water, and a couple, like,
right.
which was good, I wanted people to relax and drink, but I was thinking it was going to be more towards the middle or high end of my estimate, and it came in under what I thought it was going to be, and I was like, that's interesting. Did we get a discount?
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't look that closely at the bill. I just paid it.
I am going the right way, right?
Yeah. I'm going to take this all the way. You can probably stay in the other lane.
Oh.
This is going to turn into a turn only, and then it's going to be Meijer.
And we don't want to go into Meijer.
No.
I'm trying to see what's being built here.
Retail bar and restaurant space. Another strip mall. Mm. Avon is becoming Pharma.
As long as Avon Lake doesn't become Pharma.
It can't. It's already built up.
I know.
So, yeah, it was a good night.
Hard to believe it's already the end of the year.
Well, it's like 60 degrees, so it doesn't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this morning... Even though I got home at a decent time, like, Buster does this thing when he's crated at night. He gets out and drinks all the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has to get up to pee 4 times in the night, which he doesn't do, like, during the day any other day. So I know this is a behavioral thing and not, like, a medical thing.
Right.
So I'm going to make sure not to let him drink an entire bowl of water tonight out of spite.
Out of spite?
They have water in their crates. They just won't drink it.
I know.
So, there's no reason for him to panic drink an entire bowl of water. That's stupid. So, yeah, I was up all night, and then this morning, I was at church by 8. Had to do the Gabriel thing. Had to, like, I left a string of clothing in the women's room. It looked like someone had been raptured. Because the sanctuary, I came in layers, and the sanctuary was like 76 degrees.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, so I had my dress on over my sweatpants, because I was going to lift it to walk, because I didn't want to trip on it.
Right.
Then I was roasting. And then I was like, well, maybe I could just take the dress off. Oh, I can't, because I left my shirt in the ladies' room. So this is what we're doing. So we rehearsed music, did church. I went to my parents' house, asked mom to please cook me breakfast, and then I was like, I'm a garbage millennial, and I didn't think to get milk, and I put that in my coffee in the morning. Can I have some of yours in a Tupperware, please? And she just gave me a whole carton. Like, really, I just need a little for my coffee. I don't want to take all your food.
Oh, what was it? The one day I was at my parents', I went over there, I dropped something off and picked something up, and I'm sitting there like, it was the day before Thanksgiving, and I'm like, ah, shit, I want, like, Thanksgiving morning, I like to have, you know, eggs and, you know, something for, a good breakfast. Because then I don't eat then until Thanksgiving dinner. And so I get over and it's like, all right, the last thing I want to do is go to a grocery store or any kind of store. that sells food the day before Thanksgiving because it's going to be a madhouse. I'm like, Mom, do you have any eggs?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I got plenty because, you know, I'm getting ready to bake. So she had like 6 dozen eggs in the basement. Well, because she bakes. I mean, she bakes in mass amounts.
It's also your mom, yeah.
So it's like, okay, cool, thanks. So I grabbed like there was a partial in there, so I grabbed the partial because, you know, I just needed 3 eggs. So.
Well, as I was walking out, or as I was cradling the milk, Dad came out. And he's like, "We need this to cook the oyster stew tomorrow," and there was a debate over how much milk they actually had in the fridge, and it was just very much a moment with my parents, you know? And I was like, I can bring the rest of the carton with me tomorrow when I come back to your house. I just would like to have this with my coffee, thank you. And even though there are stores that are open today, I just feel like an asshole shopping on Christmas Eve, Christmas morning
I know.
Like, it's one thing if you're going into the drugstore to get antibiotics, but...
Mm-hmm.
I worked retail many years on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and you do get more money sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I get that there are people who love working those days who don't like the holidays or who don't celebrate Christmas, but in Ohio, most people do. So I just don't want to be that person who's like, I didn't plan ahead. Even though I always am that person who didn't plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to know I'm that person.
I will say about this year, much better than last year. Last year we had that ice storm and, you know, that, like, just that blowing snow and stuff across the...
Did we?
Yeah.
I'm going to be real with you. I don't remember last year, like, at all.
I only remember it because it was in my Facebook memories.
Oh, I think I was trying to drive to your parents' house and take side streets, and I got stuck on the side streets.
That sounds
familiar.
Christmas Eve, we're driving across this, and, like, you know, when you get over by North Eaton, you know, that stretch going down, it was like...
That's right, because we went out to visit Gigi.
Yes.
On Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And Mom's car was having a timing chain issue, and we were like, are we going to get stuck?
Yeah, I drove us on 480, or I'm sorry, I drove us to church, and it was like just blowing across, and...
I do kind of remember that.
So, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was also, like, that was the first year, last year, that I played Christmas Eve at my church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, because I was like, what happens at the Christmas Carol ceremony? Like, I don't have any idea. And that's because I only ever played, like, last year.
Right. Right, and the two other musicians, they
couldn't make it. Or they were late.
Or didn't they get in an accident? Like a minor, like a fender bender, and it was like, nope, they can't make it. Because they were coming from the east side of Cleveland.
I don't remember the details. What I do remember is that snow had, like, blown under the side door of the sanctuary.
Mm.
So I have pictures of the door with the frost on the inside.
Oh, and I remember the sanctuary was freezing.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't turn the heat on.
Yes. Playing was so hard. Well, this year's the opposite because it was so warm today and I was getting real dry. So I got a bottle of water in my purse. I'm super hydrated and I'm wearing tights. So it's going great.
I'm wearing, you could see my picture on the album art. I'm wearing one of my custom shirts and a green Santa Claus hat because red is the color of Satan, people.
I wonder how many people we're going to have tonight.
I mean, the weather is there, you know.
Well, and I think a couple years ago they were doing it at 5, which is bad, like, during the week.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, and today is, you know, Sunday.
Yeah. Do you want to know how many gifts I've wrapped?
I'm going to guess none.
Ding, ding, ding.
You know how many gifts I've wrapped?
All of them?
No.
Oh, that's right, because I'm the gift person.
Well, first of all, well, okay, technically three, but they were very simple because you just fold it up and put it in the little plastic box and put the ribbon clasp over the top of it.
We have divided up gifts by type and family. So if it's like a gift card or cash, Jason will do that. And then if it's an actual gift, I'll like do the shopping and do that. So we split those duties. But my duty involves me also like digging through my attic to find gift bags from like 2014.
And this year this year in lieu of cards, I actually 3D printed my little gift boxes. Because, you know, I have a 3D printer, so. And it is so neat to have that. It's like a happiness maker.
I like that you come in and you're like, oh, I can 3D print you a thing for this or for that. Like,
oh, yeah.
Now you look
or
at
your
stuff
mirror.
Differently. Yeah, my mirror fell off my wall the other day, which was alarming.
So, yeah, I'm going to make you the brackets and, you know, I'll try to, I had to bring my calipers with me so I can get a precise measurement on the whole spacing and stuff. And
yeah, you knock yourself out.
Make sure that everything is, make sure everything works. I would definitely recommend bigger screws because, those holes are now going to be worn out. Let me rephrase that. Get your mind out of the gutters, people.
You know who else's holes are worn out?
I love having the printer. It's great. It's neat. Your 3D printed gifts aren't done yet.
So it's weird because we've got, like, a Friendsgiving, and I'm not sure if I'm giving my siblings their gifts, like, when that's happening. If I'm doing it tomorrow, or, like,
Sometime in January.
When there's overlap, yeah. When your family is also your friends. And the part of me that's been real lazy this year and real burned out is like, I could have put off shopping. And it's like, no.
I want to be in this.
Yes,
turn
you want to go straight.
Right.
We're going.
I'm going straight. Okay.
Yeah, we're going straight.
Okay.
We're going all the way to Lorraine Road.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like Christmas Eve.
No, it's too nice. And tomorrow's going to be even nicer. I was out for a walk. I had to take the jacket off that you were holding on to for almost a week. I had to take that jacket off and just walk in my sweatshirt because I was getting hot.
Yeah, a ton of people in my neighborhood were out.
And I think tomorrow I'll do another walk. And why don't you go up to like one of the parks like early? Because what time is your mom's house?
I don't know. Like morning-ish.
Morning-ish.
I'm going to check in with her and see when she's expecting the bulk of people.
Okay.
I think it's morning. I mean, hell, she might say, like, after 3, in which case, I guess we're flippy-flopping our plans tomorrow, but, like, I think it's brunch-ish. It's my family, so, like, you know.
I know. We'll find out.
Time is wobbly.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly.
It's just a lot of back and forth. We've done so much back and forth, like, just the last 4 or 5 days.
I know. But we get to drive to Toledo. That'll be another Heartburn Honeys episode this week. Our adventure to Toledo.
Such an Ohio thing, like, ooh, we're going on a special day to Toledo.
Yeah, it's not really a special day. You know, we're going to lunch. We're going out to lunch in Toledo. Which means we probably got to leave around 10 o'clock from your house.
Yeah, I'm on the way.
No, it's been a long time since I've been out that way, so.
Same.
And then, ooh, we could hit the, we could hit the beef jerky outlet.
I do love beef jerky outlet.
Go up to Michigan. Get some beef jerky.
Yeah, this is a very, like, Midwestern.
Oh, yeah.
Like a whole Midwestern outing.
And like if you told somebody what we're doing who also lives in the Midwest, they'd just look at you and say, it's fine. And you know that they completely disapprove of it. Because saying it's fine is, you know, Midwestern for that is
a terrible idea and I hate it so much.
Yes. So, you know what? I think this is getting long and
I am already so tired.
I mean, this episode has gotten long enough, yet we're over 20 minutes. So I think we're going to cut it here, and we'll talk to you when we're going to Toledo. But you'll hear this episode first, so Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And happy snacking.
Later, taters.